It's the story of young, hungry professionals entering the classroom to help struggling children. And it's the story of well-intentioned, inexperienced teachers who get in over their head. It's the story of just two of the more than 500,000 alternative entry teachers who entered the school system in the past 30 years, up from a few hundred in the mid-1980s. Natoya Dingle was one of the most recent. In college, she majored in psychology and biology, but after graduating, she got into the corporate side of the retail industry because, she says, she was chasing the money. But after 4 years, that wasn't enough.
Every day I found that I just wasn't as interested in it as I used to be, and I wanted something that would really make me feel like I was making a difference.
So she applied to Teach Charlotte, a program for career switchers looking to become teachers. It's selective. 12% of applicants made it last year, including Natoya. She did the 5-week boot camp over the summer and began teaching 8th grade last fall at Colwood Middle School in West Charlotte. Today, the kids study biology in groups of 3 and 4. Natoya walks around the classroom checking work and answering questions.
All right, so what is polarity?
Polarity?
Mm-hmm.
Polarity.
So let's look in our coach book or look in our notes to find out what polarity means.
Eventually, they get it. In case you're wondering, it's the positive and negative charge at either end of the water molecule. Kids are attentive, well, for 8th graders, and Natoya keeps them focused.
I love it.
She's found her calling. Not everyone is so fortunate. Arthur Grabensk entered the same program the year before Natoya, right after he graduated from UNC Chapel Hill. He taught high school biology, his college minor, at Harding University High School in West Charlotte.
I would lay in bed at night just wondering, why were my students so upset? Why did we go off on the 5-minute tangent where they were basically yelling at me? How did I let that get out of control?
At the end of the year, Teach Charlotte recommended Arthur for a teacher's license, but he didn't return. Looking back, Arthur doesn't think he had the training or know-how to manage his classroom.
Like any other teacher, you're grading, you're planning, you're calling parents, but in addition, you're just trying to learn how to be a better teacher, and that takes time.
Shortening that time is the point. These programs are designed to lower barriers to entry for teachers and bring new, young talent to the classroom fast. And that's happening. The National Center for Alternative Certification shows in 1985, less than 300 teachers got licensed through alternative entry in the U.S. In 2008 alone, that number shot up to 60,000. Charlotte Mecklenburg School Superintendent Heath Morrison says the trend concerns him.
Across the country, we're seeing kind of fast-track provisional licenses given to people just because they've been a scientist or because they've been a financial expert. That doesn't mean they're going to be able to pass those skills on.
Programs like Teach Charlotte offer intensive training, but it's only a few weeks long. Some programs don't even have that. In North Carolina, you can enter the classroom with no educational training through a process called lateral entry. Superintendent Morrison says teachers need training.
The pedagogy, the skill, the craft, the magic of teaching is something that does need some preparation, I believe.
But he doesn't think it has to be a lot. He points to studies that show Teach for America participants beat first-year teachers from traditional backgrounds. Vanderbilt education professor Gary Henry has authored some of those studies, and he says that's true. Among first-year teachers, the highly selective Teach for America ranks at the top, followed by traditional teacher preparation with lateral entry at the bottom. But Henry says that misses the point, because experienced teachers are better still.
Teachers after 5 years will be better than any other teacher during their first year and probably their first or second year.
The problem, Henry says, is that most alternative entry teachers never reach that high water mark of 5 years. Teach Charlotte requires a 1-year commitment. Teach for America requires 2. Henry says few stay much longer.
Fewer than 10% of the Teach for America teachers are actually there after 5 years.
The short training times and lower financial cost of these programs lower barriers for entry, and that's the point. But they also lower barriers for exit. And because many programs target the most high-need schools, Henry says the least experienced teachers enter the deepest end of the pool.
What happens is that our most challenging schools have the most inexperienced teachers and the highest turnover rates, with teachers either leaving the profession or leaving to go to less challenging schools, which means we've got a revolving door of teachers in our most challenging environments.
And that means a constant string of teachers learning on the job while they're teaching students who are already behind. Arthur Grabensk says, in his case, that meant students lost out while he was getting his own education.
Indisputably, there is time lost catching up. And, you know, I definitely, unfortunately, was not nearly as good of a teacher my first semester for my students than I was for my second, and that's something I regret and I can't give them that time back.
Some think Arthur's experience is the anomaly. Suzanne Horn teaches education at Queen's University in Charlotte. She sees commitment, drive, and professional experience in her lateral entry students that outweigh the drawbacks.
They're just so dedicated, and I think that makes up for that lack of experience. And they get those experiences, they get that coursework.
And some studies reflect this. In 2008, the Urban Institute issued a study titled, Despite Little Experience, Teach for America Educators Outpace Veterans in Drawing Achievement from Students. And then there are teachers like Natoya Dingle over at Colwood Middle School who can make seeing believing.
This is what you will be working on today. I have pre-assigned you to groups before you ask me. So read number one, Emily.
Every single day I come to my classroom and it's my space. It's my room. It's reflective of me. I mean, if you look around my classroom, it's colors, it's animal print. And then I get off of work. And while I'm exhausted and every day is not easy or perfect, I get to go home and know that at least one student was some type of way impacted by something that I said or something that I did. So I wouldn't change it. I have no intentions of leaving teaching for a while.
Natoya is teaching, and Arthur has also returned to the classroom. He's pursuing his PhD in nursing at UNC Chapel Hill. For WFAE News, I'm Ben Bradford in Charlotte.